I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And we've got a really big show for you this time. I mean, really big. Lots of stuff, okay? By the way, what do you think of the new lower thirds that I've been working on? I created several new lower thirds that you'll see throughout this broadcast. That's a technical broadcast term. That means the little things there at the bottom of the screen that has information on them. When I do that, my light changes. At any rate, I'm using the new Pixel 2 XL to shoot the program today. And a little different setup because of that. I'll talk about that more as we go along. I have to use the little adapter to use with the microphone here. And we'll see how all that goes. But at any rate, I want to dive right into the show today. Let's get to it. I have a trusty Chromebook over here that I could use to guide me on our quest for getting useful information out of the blog. The blog, of course, is drbill.tv, drbill.tv, as it says there on the screen. Now, I have, see if you can see this, a broken arm and a broken wrist. Both broken arm and broken wrist. Yes. Arg. That's about the best way I can put it is arg. But I am getting over all this stuff. I'm getting back, folks. One way or another, they won't keep a good man down. You know what I'm saying? Boy, I really am blocking that light. I don't mean to be when I do that. I'll try not to stick my hand up and block the light. Okay. The botnet network that we talked about last time on the program when we had the sideways edition. That was due to weird camera issues. Or phone issues in this case, because I was using my old phone. Not my new phone, this is my new one. Old phone. But yes, we were talking about security. Security issues just keep coming. The ransomware spreading botnet is now screen grabbing your desktop. It will do screen grabs of your desktop if it grabs, if it gets you, pwns you. In which case, you might have information displayed that would be compromising to your person, which is bad. So you don't want that. Next item. You can read all about that, by the way, on the blog. The blog, of course, being drbill.tv, as I already mentioned. Now, do you want to wait on the creator's update? You say creator's update? Yes, the Microsoft Windows Fall Creator's Update. That's the full name of the update that Microsoft is providing. I started to say foisting upon us. I'll try to be nice. Microsoft has not been very nice to me lately. Which is a whole other story. Maybe for another day. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. Anyway. Yeesh. By the way, before we do that, hold that thought. Let me talk a little bit about the new phone. The new phone is awesome. It's beyond awesome. It's incredible. It is, as they say, buttery smooth and fast. I've never seen a phone that was so instantaneous in its scrolling and otherwise operational capabilities. And the camera, now, this is the selfie camera, okay, that I'm using. But the regular camera is incredibly awesome, 12 megapixel, super mega awesome camera, 1.8 lens on it. And the selfie camera is also quite awesome, as you can see from what I'm using. It's very sharp and very clear. So that's good, but I'm not seeing any screen issues. I'm not seeing any burn-in issues. The blue tint thing that tilts, I mean, All phones with OLED screens do that to a certain extent. It is not a problem for me. So I've had no downsides, no issues. Everybody's been complaining and grumping and fussing. Hey, dudes, I'm the computer curmudgeon and I'm happy. Come on, cut it some slack. The big thing is that it's Oreo 8.0, which is incredibly, incredibly awesome. And because it's pure Android Oreo, it is free of cruft. Cruft, of course, being the technical term for all the junk that providers put on their phones before they send them to you and you're stuck with it. So I really, really like it. So big thumbs up for the Pixel 2 XL. My favorite phone, my phone. Yes. And the phone that I'm using to shoot this show. All right. Should you wait on the Fall Creators Update? Maybe. Depends on what you're doing. If you're doing very weird stuff with weird software that might not work under the Creators Update for some weird reason, notice all the weirds in there, then, you know, you may want to think about waiting a little while until they get, you know, all the bugs worked out and release a, as we call it, a point release, you know, a smaller increment, higher release of it. But I'm running it, and I like it. I mean, as much as you could like Windows, you know what I'm saying? But it's working well for me. So wait if you want to, but if not, I'm down with that as well. All right, streaming is now more popular than cable TV. Wow. Now realize, of course, they're including Netflix, Amazon Prime Video, all the various forms of streaming when they say streaming is more popular than cable TV. But we have crossed a bridge here, potentially, that will allow streaming to gain more and more influence. Now, speaking of which, I've got something to show you about Set TV Now. Remember a few episodes back, I talked about Set TV Now. Check out this video of my desktop and some announcements that I've got about that. And also, Voodoo Shield, which is a cool security product to protect you from those botnet evil dudes. And I'll do all of that in this presentation of my desktop right now. All right, gang, I want to show you some cool stuff that I've been meaning to do. First of all, let's do an update on Set TV Now. I'm going to go into Set TV Now, which is an application that runs right here on my laptop. And it'll take a second to come up here. It's got to make a few connections across the internet. And you'll also notice that I am running my VPN. So this is actually coming through VPN here, and it's coming from Piscataway in the United States. That's where it identifies me as coming from because of that, using the VPN. So I'm going to go in here and I'm going to type in space because this is the space
to preserve
channel.
Her. And you mean just as much to me as her. In
and
some
yes,
ways,
that is
more.
Andromeda
sorry.
Running.
I'm sorry. I am so sorry.
With Stargate
so sorry
about to come
I
up.
I have no words for it.
Okay, I'm going to get out of it quickly because I don't want to run into any copyright infringement. It's not my purpose to try to show TV on my YouTube channel. But the thing is, that was Gene Roddenberry's Andromeda, which airs on Space. Space is a cable channel from Canada. And Set TV Now, I'm telling you, the $20 a month for Set TV Now is just about worth it to me just to be able to see the Space Channel and be able to watch Andromeda and Deep Space Nine and Star Trek and Stargate. Stargate SG-1. Dude, you know I love my science fiction. So if you're a science fiction fan like I am, you really ought to check out... Whoops, I hit my microphone. You really ought to check out Set TV Now, and it's only $20 a month. It's well worth it. And I'm going to bring up my lower third here that I created. You've seen some of my new lower thirds. This is one I'm just showing it through photos. I'm not actually putting it up on the screen. But check it out. http://setTVnow.com/59DA7B39BD174. Now you may say, well, Dr. Bill, why do you want me to use that long URL? Because that is my affiliate link. And if you use that to go to SetTV and subscribe, I'll get brownie points. Brownie points, you know I love me my brownie points. So please consider doing that if you're interested in SetTV. And I hope you're enjoying the lower thirds, by the way, that I've been creating. I've been creating quite a few of them and more to come, okay? Now, the other thing I wanted to show you is here in my tray, and that is Voodoo Shield. You may have noticed over here the little shield that says on. Well, Voodoo Shield, I'll bring up the menu here. Voodoo Shield protects your computer, in this case my laptop, because it's always there in the background running, and it basically allows me to protect the PC, because if I try to install something, it will come up and it will notify me, whoa, wait, I'm not going to run this until you approve it. You say, well, Windows already does that to a certain extent. Yeah, but Voodoo Shield will even catch things that are designed to run in stealth mode and dive bomb your PC and install stuff that you didn't even click on, didn't even intend to run, like if you hit a website. And it downloads some kind of payload, and then it tries to run it. Well, Voodoo Shield will come up and go, oh, wait, alert, with a great big nice box here in the corner that will alert you that something is trying to run, and you can stop it dead in its tracks. Or if you think you might mean to run something, it will come up and allow you to run it in a sandbox. A sandbox will protect your computer by running it in a little virtual area that keeps it from infecting your computer. Now, you can put it in autopilot mode. You can whitelist things. So basically, once you run a program that you meant to run, then it will put it in the whitelist. So let's go into settings. I'll show you what I'm talking about. We go into settings, and then we come over here to whitelist. And here's all the programs that I have run that I approved and said, yeah, you could run it. Okay? Now, for instance, anti-ransomware service is part of Acronis, and Acronis has that anti-ransomware service, so I allowed that to run. So there's other things here that I've allowed to run in the past, but I can come in and I can tweak exactly how I want this to run. Now, Voodoo Shield will protect you from tremendous things. Now, notice up here, threats blocked 15. Isn't that cool that it's protecting me? Now, Voodoo Shield does cost money. It's not free. But I'm telling you, it's worth it to me because you know me, I'm always looking at stuff. So I really can highly recommend Voodoo Shield. You can edit the whitelist online. You can reset it. You can check for updates. Things will go into quarantine. I mean, it's bigger and better in some ways than just having an antivirus. Now, I have an antivirus that's running. If you come over here and look, I'm running Kaspersky Internet Security, which protects me on the web. It protects me from viruses, protects me from certain malware. And then I've got Malwarebytes Premium that I'm running to protect me from malware. And as I said, I'm also running PIA, Private Internet Access, VPN. You say, Dr. Bill, I mean, you are so locked down. Yeah, but you know, it's good because I do a lot on the web and I need that protection. And I think a lot of you do too. And of course, there goes the telephone. Every time I do one of these, the telephone seems to want to ring. But, you know, I'm not going to answer it. So whoever you're calling, sorry, dude. Anyway, I just wanted to show you some of this and let you know that there's cool stuff out there to protect you. And then also I wanted to show you SetTV Now so that you'd see that there's more to it than just cable channels. There are cable channels you can't even get if you use your local cable, like Space, unless you're in Canada. I guess if you're in Canada, you probably can get it. But that's the beauty of it, is be able to get channels from all over the world And of course, you know, when you come in by VPN, they don't even know where you're coming from. See, it says U.S. East. That's all they know is that you're coming in from the U.S. East. So there you go. Just wanted to show you some of the things I've been up to and kind of give you a glimpse of my laptop and my build here. I've kind of been tweaking it, and I really like where I'm at on it. And this is, of course, Windows 10 Pro. And yeah, I know it's not Linux, but hey, I run Linux as well. I have a Linux laptop, but my daily driver is my Windows Pro laptop here, i7, four cores, but eight hyper threads running, and 16 gig of memory. Dude, I am flying on this laptop. So, hope you enjoyed this little presentation, and now back to our regularly scheduled Dr. Bill program. Cool, huh? I mean, wasn't that cool? So, check out SetTV Now. Check out Voodoo Shield. Voodoo Shield's not that expensive, and I encourage you to check it out, okay? It'll really help you avoid all of the evil that is in the world out there. Now, the new version of Firefox. Yes, Firefox 57 is now out. It is a rewrite. And the big thing about it is, and we'll talk about this a little bit later, but some of your extensions may not work, but man, it is fast. I'm talking really fast. It uses 30% less memory than it did, and it is really fast. So do your Microsoft Firefox update, which basically all you got to do is get into Firefox and it'll update itself. If you haven't downloaded Firefox, go ahead and download Firefox because it's worth looking at. It's the one that I used to use. It was my browser of choice many years ago until Chrome came out, and then I switched to Chrome. But the new version that's just out, just day before yesterday, I think it was, it came out, is worth checking out. It's making me wonder, do I need to switch back to Firefox? I don't know. But we'll see. I'm going to keep playing with it. Also going to keep tabs on the add-ons and extensions issue. At any rate, no, Virginia, there is no free Amazon Prime Video. Amazon denied the report that they were going to offer Amazon Prime in a freemium edition, perhaps with ads. It's available to Prime users like myself. Free shipping is good. What can I say? But, hey, the freemium idea that was floated, a no-go, according to Amazon. All right. As I mentioned, the new version of Mozilla Firefox will kill some extensions. The extension writers are scrambling. Scramble. That was a scramble thing. To try to fix all the issues that occur with the new version. But it's a rewrite. What can I say? So, you know, deal with that. Now, all back to the phone. Back to the cool camera on the phone. There are lenses made by Moment. M-O-M-E-N-T. Moment. For the Pixel 2 XL. They even have a special case you put the XL in. And then the lens screws onto it. They have telephoto. They have wide angle. They have fisheye. And they have macro. I'm interested mostly in the telephoto. I'd like to see if a 2X type telephoto would be useful to me in my shenanigans with video for the Pixel 2. So it's on my wish list. My sure would be nice to have, hoping that I get one eventually, wish list. That will help me do stuff. And you know me. I like to do stuff. Yes, I do. Now, Fred has been off this week. He had to go visit relatives. I think he's getting ready for Thanksgiving. So he's not here this week. Which is odd because he's an imaginary friend. He can be here whenever I just think about him. But he's off. What can I say? He might say if he were here that I'm off. But that's a whole other animal. You know what I'm saying? At any rate, I hope you enjoyed the show. That'll do it for this particular edition. Hopefully, I'll get it done before my battery dies in the phone because I didn't charge it. But we'll see. By the way, I'm using the phone with an app called Open Camera because the native camera app in the Pixel 2 XL, or the Pixel 2, either one, doesn't support an external microphone like I'm using here, my lavalier mic, as you might could see there. I don't know if you can see it, but at any rate. So I had to find an app that would work, and Open Camera does it. And Open Camera, I gotta admit, is a very cool app. It has all kinds of neat little features, and it's open source, which I like, which means it's free. I like free. I mean, I paid enough for the phone. I don't want to pay for the camera app. You know what I'm saying? I wish Google would just support external microphones. But they don't. Maybe down the road. Who knows? But in the meantime, I've got Open Camera. And boy, can I give Open Camera a big thumbs up. It works very, very well. So check out Open Camera as an app. OPEN space camera. Yes, Open Camera. That's exactly what it is. Check it out in your app store. Play with it. You'll like it. It even has a way to level your camera. It has a little leveler built in. Cool. All right, that's enough for this go-round. Join us again next time. Remember until then that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillDaily.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.